everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I am your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music. And I'm really excited for today's episode. We are going to be diving into three punk rock stars that actually have really impressive college degrees and academic resumes. So I'm excited to dive in. And if you are watching on video, you may be able to see in the back, we of course have Milo Goes to College on display, and I have a little Billy Joe Armstrong like Funko Pop, and I put a little mini graduation cap on him. Anyway, before we get into the main topic of today's episode, I do want to talk about my song of the week. So this past weekend, I went to the music festival See Here Now, and if you don't know what See Here Now is, it is a music festival in Asbury Park, and it was so fun. It was my third time going. This year's headliners were Noah Kahan and Bruce Springsteen. And being that it was a Asbury Park-based music festival, having Bruce Springsteen be a headliner was pretty iconic, to say the least. I feel like iconic is an understatement in that situation. But I do want to talk about my favorite band that I saw, who is the song of the week choice for this week. And that band is The Hives. So The Hives are from Sweden, and I would consider them more garage rock, modern rock, I would say, a little alternative in there. But as just a music lover in general, I like all genres of music, but most especially all genres of rock music. And these guys killed it. First of all, they really catch your eye because they all come out in these matching outfits, these suits with like white detailing on them. And my boyfriend and I went, and we were two rows away from the front. And I didn't know this going in, but the lead singer, the front man, came into the audience a lot. And there were a lot of times where he was like right in front of us. At one point, we made eye contact and I was like, oh my God, I was not prepared for that. But he came into the audience a lot, and he was an insane front man. He was great. They all were great, but his energy was just unmatched, and he was climbing up scaffolding and running around going into the audience. He was asking random people in the audiences their names and where they were from, and just an awesome frontman overall and an awesome band to see live. I mean, the energies just did not stop, and I love that. It kept me locked in. They played for about an hour. It felt like 30 minutes because it was just fast-paced, constantly moving, and you always had something to look at and somewhere to look on stage. So they were awesome, and my song of the week is from them. So this song, hopefully I'm pronouncing correctly, it is called Bogus Operandi. And I've had it in my head since I saw them, and I've been listening to it nonstop. It's super cool, and I really hope that I get to see them again live. They were the favorite band of mine that I saw by far over the weekend, and I really only knew two songs of theirs going in, so I didn't know what to expect, but they exceeded any expectations I may have had because they were one of the craziest bands that I've seen live. They were so cool, and the song was definitely one of my favorites that I heard live, and since I still have it stuck in my head, definitely shows that they made a lasting impression on me. So definitely listen to Bogus Operandi by The Hives and check out all of their music. Watch some videos of them playing live. And if you ever get the chance to see them live, you have to go, because this, even if you're not a diehard fan, just see them live. You will not regret it. It was a blast. It was so fun. So if you want to check out all of my songs of the week, I do have a song of the week playlist on Spotify. It'll be linked in the show notes and in the description of the YouTube video if you are watching this on video, and I update it weekly. So be sure to check that out, save it, give it a like, and stay up to date with all of the songs of the week and all the songs that I feature each week in every episode of Pretty in Punk. Okay, so now let's get into the main topic of today's episode, which is punk rock stars with degrees and just overall really impressive academic resumes. So I want to kick off this episode with the man that honestly inspired this episode as a whole, and that is Milo Aukerman from Descendants. Now, if you are a punk music fan, I'm sure you know the album Milo Goes to College by Descendants. And if you didn't know, yes, that album title is true. Milo did, in fact, go to college. And not just college, this man has multiple degrees. Milo is not just a great punk rock singer and frontman, but he's also an impressive scientist. So Milo completed his bachelor's in science in biology at the University of California, San Diego. And while he was studying his degree, he was already involved in the punk scene. And, you know, he had to prioritize school over his musical career, hence the title Milo Goes to College. And then post-release of Milo Goes to College, he did in fact decide to continue his academic career as well as his musical career. And after getting his bachelor's, he then went on to get a PhD in biochemistry, also from UC San Diego. Now, I went to school for communications, so I don't understand a lot of science and math-based studies, hence why I went to school for communications, because it was something I could actually understand. But what I do know is that during his doctoral studies, he did focus a lot in the areas of molecular biology and conducted a lot of research within genetics and biochemistry as well. And biochemistry is what his PhD is in. So after receiving his bachelor's and his PhD, he decided to continue on with some more postdoctoral research. This research was again in the field of molecular biology, and a lot of this research was conducted at both University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Pennsylvania. Not only that, but he did also work as a plant research at DuPont. It seems like a lot of his studies were definitely focused on genetics and gene regulation as a whole, because at the University of Madison, Wisconsin, a lot of his research was focused on gene regulation, which, again, as a communications major, I don't even know where to begin with that, but seemingly he was very fascinated by genetics and genetic processes, and a lot of his postdoctoral and PhD research were involved in genetics and genes and all of that. That is a lot. That is a huge career that he has had, not only as a scientist, but he has also has a career as a musician. So he is just such an enigma, truly. But it doesn't stop there. There is more. He also has a whole career as a scientist. So Milo has worked as a research scientist in biochemistry as well. And a lot of his scientific research within his career as a scientist was focused on plant genetics and RNA binding proteins, which, guys, this is not a science podcast, so we're not going to get into whatever that means, but we are a music podcast, so we are just highlighting how incredibly fascinating and intelligent this man is. But, you know, if you would like to on your own do some more research on that, I definitely encourage you to do that. But I am not going to try and explain that to you, because I am just going to fumble my words and sound like, what the hell is this girl talking about? But anyway, his career didn't stop there, because he was also an adjunct professor at the University of Delaware. That's so freaking cool. I can't imagine, like, me, a longtime Descendants fan, going into class, sitting down on the first day, getting ready to go over the syllabus, and Milo is my professor. That's so cool. I'd be like, what the hell? I mean, I wouldn't be taking molecular biology. I would be more interested in taking fundamentals of digital marketing. But I would love to know how he was as a professor. So if anyone has any insight on that, I would really love to know. But because of his whole entire second career as a scientist, there have been a few points in his musical career where he has taken a step back on that to mainly focus on his research and all that. But there are other points in time where he is more focused on music. So he is just doing it all. And he truly is just a really well-rounded guy. And just clearly, he is just super smart. I mean, to be able to go to college to study biology, then complete your PhD, conduct all this research, and then use all of this knowledge that you have to then become a professor while also being a punk musician, That is super cool. I mean, this just really shows you that you can be anything you put your mind to. If part of you wants to be a scientist, but another part of you wants to be a musician, you can do both. There are absolutely no rules. So I just find this so fascinating. And Descendants has been one of my favorite bands for years. And Milo Goes to College is one of my favorite albums of all time. And, you know, just knowing that this person is an awesome punk musician while also this super smart, super intelligent guy is just so cool. And it'll be interesting to see what else he does in both his musical career and his scientific career. It will be interesting to see where he goes from here. So next, I want to talk about another one of my favorite frontmans of all time, and that is Greg Graffin from Bad Religion. I also love Bad Religion. My all-time favorite album by them is Suffer. I do love that one. It's so good. Stranger Than Fiction, of course, is also iconic, but I do think Suffer is my favorite. And Greg Graffin, like Milo, is so impressive. And we are going to dive deeper into that. So aside from being Bad Religion's frontman, Greg Graffin received his bachelor's in biology as well as geology. So he has two bachelor's degrees and he studied at UCLA. Not only that, he went on to receive his master's in science in geology as well. So he decided to continue his studies in geology after receiving his bachelor's. Now, just by listening to Bad Religion's music, you can already tell that as a songwriter, Greg Graffin is really intelligent just by the way that he writes, because a lot of his lyrics are very intellectual and philosophical and politically minded. And he definitely is, just by his lyrics, very intelligent, but clearly he has multiple degrees. So the man is just a wealth of knowledge. And I think that that definitely reflects in the way that he writes and in the way that he sings as well. And that is really, really fascinating. Like, for instance, while he was studying for his master's in geology, one of his main focuses was evolutionary biology. And, you know, as he was still in Bad Religion, his love for music and his love for the scientific field kind of ran parallel to each other. And he integrated a lot of these scientific themes and philosophical themes into his lyrics. So Greg Graffin did not stop there, because after his master's, he receives a PhD. So he received a PhD in zoology from Cornell University. So he has a dissertation that he wrote, and I want to get this name right, so I have to read off of this, but his academic dissertation is titled Monism, Atheism, and the Naturalist Worldview, Perspectives and Evolutionary Biology. So in this dissertation, he explains how these themes resonate with a naturalist view on the world. And not only that, he has also spoken about how these beliefs really influence his music and his lyrics. So after completing all of his many diverse studies, he also lectured at both Cornell and UCLA. And like Milo, I mean, that would just be so funny walking into class and there's Greg Graffin from Bad Religion. I mean, that would be so cool for me. I would love that. Again, I wouldn't be taking a class that warranted that. I was taking like public relations and advertising classes, but you know, we can dream, we can imagine. So clearly Greg Graffin is highly intelligent and has spent so much time putting in the research and the hard work to complete these academic studies. And in 2008, he was actually given the Rushdie Award for Cultural Humanism by Harvard University. So clearly, he is just highly regarded in both the punk music world and this research academic world. So there are many sides to this man, just like Milo Ackerman from Descendants. And this is another example of how you can do two things. You can do more than one thing. You can pursue anything that you want to pursue. And, you know, you can have this impressive academic career and also have this impressive music career. I am so for that. I am all for pursuing what you love, whether, you know, you may have multiple things you love that don't really line up with each other, and, you know, just do what you love. Seriously. And I just think it just makes someone even more interesting and even more cool, honestly, that they have these sides to them where they have this highly intelligent researcher scientist side, but they also have this punk loving music side. I think that seeing people like this and having musicians that you look up to that are so well-rounded and so impressive and great role models, I mean, these really are great people to look up to, especially if you are a punk music fan. Having these people as role models and as your favorite musicians, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. So the last punk rocker that I want to touch on today is Dexter Holland from The Offspring. And like the other two, he is another really, really impressive guy. Not only have The Offspring sold more than 40 million records worldwide, making them one of the best-selling rock slash punk bands in history, in addition to their musical success, Dexter Holland also has received degrees, 3 in total, from USC. So after graduating from Pacifica High School in Garden Grove, California, he then moved on to USC, where he received his bachelor's in science in biology. So clearly, these three guys, they really have a pattern with biology and science as a whole. And it's really fascinating, actually, that none of these guys pursued music in college. Like, that was something that they also did in addition to pursuing these science careers. After earning his bachelor's, he then earned his master's in molecular biology, also from USC, and then he began PhD studies. But while studying for his PhD, he actually put his academic career on hold because of the outbreak of success that The Offspring was receiving. However, 20 years after he started his PhD, he finally earned it in 2017. So I just think that that is so admirable that despite the incredible success that The Offspring had, Dexter still went back and completed his education that he once started 20 years ago. I mean, I feel like not many people would do that. I know I wouldn't, just putting it out there. And in that vein, Dexter is quoted with saying, "I've learned that life isn't always a straight line from one place to another. I've always believed that education is incredibly important, and my life took me from education to a career in rock and roll, and then back to education. Nowadays, I'm splitting my time between the two." So again, this is just a prime example that you can do whatever things you set your mind to, and you can have an academic career as well as having an artistic career. So clearly, both his music career and his academic scientific career have been truly impactful, because in May of 2022, he actually delivered the commencement speech to the Keck School of Medicine of USC. So that is just so incredible that after years and years of hard work in both his music and his academic career, he then delivers a commencement speech to the class of 2022. How cool is that? I mean, he is just such an impressive man, so intelligent, so smart, but also a pretty iconic musician. Now, there are so many more rock musicians that have degrees and really impressive academic careers. Like, for example, if you didn't know, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine actually studied at Harvard and received a degree in political science. But I really wanted to focus on these three today because these are three bands that I love, and I really wanted to stick to my roots of punk rock. This is pretty in punk at the end of the day, but there are so many more musicians, not only in the rock field, that have really impressive academic careers as well. And it's just super cool that all three of these iconic musicians have PhDs. That is so impressive. We have Milo Ackerman with his PhD in biochemistry, Greg Graffin with his PhD in zoology, and then last but definitely not least, Dexter Holland with his PhD in molecular biology, and then all three of them have other degrees as well. I think the biggest takeaway that I've been saying all throughout this episode is that do what you love. Study what you want to study, pursue what you want to pursue, and if there are multiple realms and areas that fascinate you, explore them all. Life is short, you know? Do what you love, seriously, and you can be this super academically minded person while also being able to rock out on stage. So I think that is the moral of the story here. So I want to end this episode out by letting you know where you can find me on social media. All of my social media handles are at Pretty in Punk Pod. That is TikTok and Instagram. And you can find me on all streaming platforms as well. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc., etc. And that is Pretty in Punk, the Punk Rock Podcast. And Pretty in Punk, the Punk Rock Podcast is also available on YouTube as well if you prefer to watch your podcasts. So be sure to follow me on social media for updates, short clips, and all that. But I do post episodes every single Friday. So until then, I will see you in the next episode.